Sir Mark Piper and Lord Carl Vance had been the first to go. Lord Jonas Bracken had followed, vowing to reclaim the burnt shell of his castle and bury his dead, and now Lord Jason Mallister had announced his intent to return to his seat at Seaguard, still mercifully untouched by the fighting.
"You cannot ask my river lords to remain idle while their fields are being pillaged and their people put to the sword," Sir Edmure said. "But Lord Carstark is a Northman. It would be an ill thing if he were to leave us."
"I'll speak with him," said Rob. "He lost two sons in the Whispering Wood. Who can blame him if he does not want to make peace with their killers, with my father's killers? More bloodshed will not bring your father back to us, or Lord Rickard's sons," Catelyn said. "An offer had to be made, though a wiser man might have offered sweeter terms. Any sweeter, and I would have gagged." Her son's beard had grown in redder than his auburn hair. Rob seemed to think it made him look fierce, royal, older. But bearded or no, he was still a youth of 15, and wanted vengeance no less than Rickard Carstark. It had been no easy thing to convince him to make even this offer, poor as it was. "Cersei Lannister will never consent to trade your sisters for a pair of cousins. It's her brother she'll want, as you know full well." She had told him as much before, but Catelyn was finding that kings do not listen half so attentively as sons.